Nestled amidst the rugged grandeur of Utah's Red Rock Country, Moab emerged as a haven of natural splendor. The town lay cradled in a basin, flanked by the towering sentinels of Arches National Park and the sweeping vistas of Dead Horse Point State Park. Its very essence was a tapestry woven with the threads of striking sandstone arches, ancient rock formations, and the whispered tales of time. Moab's heart pulsed with a vibrant energy, drawing wanderers and adventurers alike into its embrace. Accommodations of every flavor speckled the landscape, each a gateway to the extraordinary. From the rustic charm of the Archway Inn, nestled seamlessly against the fiery red cliffs, to the modern comforts of the Best Western Plus Canyonlands Inn, Moab offered respite for every kindred spirit. Whether it was the cozy refuge of a cabin at the Moab Koa Holiday or the refined elegance of the Homewood Suites by Hilton, the town's hospitality knew no bounds. Beyond the confines of their chosen abode, Sarah and Jake, a couple in their late 20s, found themselves ensnared by the allure of Moab. Their souls yearned for escape, for an interlude of tranquility amidst the clamor of everyday life. With hearts set on adventure, they arrived at this desert oasis, their spirits buoyed by the promise of nature's wonders. Moab's siren call extended beyond the majestic parks. The streets brimmed with the promise of exploration and nourishment. Restaurants like the Moab Diner offered a taste of hearty American fare, while Zach's restaurant teased palates with tantalizing culinary creations. The Blue Pig, with its tantalizing aroma of smoky barbecue, beckoned from its corner. The aroma of spices and sizzling skillets wafted from Fiesta Mexicana, while the comforting scent of fresh pasta enveloped visitors at Pasta J's. And amidst these culinary havens, Arches that stood as a testament to the town's diverse flavors. In the heart of Moab, shopping became an adventure unto itself. The Moab Rock Shop echoed with the echoes of ancient earth, its shelves adorned with the treasures of millennia. The T-shirt shop, a quaint emporium, bore witness to the artistry of local creatives. Each establishment in the town's tapestry, from Arches Trading Post to Simply Moab, wove its own tale of craft and curation. Sarah and Jake's footsteps echoed through the streets, two souls intertwined with the vibrant spirit of Moab. Their laughter danced on the desert breeze, carrying with it the promise of discovery and the allure of boundless horizons. Under the boundless Utah sky, Sarah and Jake's eager footsteps led them to the threshold of Arches National Park. With wide eyes and hearts brimming with anticipation, they stood before nature's towering masterpieces, ready to trace the ancient steps of time. The monumental sandstone arches, shaped by millennia of wind and water, loomed majestically before them. Each curve and crevice whispered secrets of epochs long past. In the embrace of evening's warm hues, they retreated to the A Archway Inn, a refuge steeped in rustic charm. Nestled snugly against the embrace of the Red Rock Cliffs, it offered a sanctuary from the elements while providing a front row seat to nature's nightly masterpiece. The inn's walls echoed with stories of explorers past, their adventures etched in the grain of the wood and woven into the very fabric of the carpets. The scent of juniper and sage mingled with the crisp desert air as Sarah and Jake settled into their room, its windows framing a panorama of the sprawling landscape. The rhythmic pulse of the earth seemed to resonate through the walls, a gentle reminder of the ancient forces that had sculpted this awe inspiring terrain. Their breath slowed, synchronizing with the cadence of the desert night. As they gazed out at the expanse, a sense of profound connection settled over them. The vastness of the cosmos stretched above, mirrored by the sprawling tapestry of rock formations below. It was a moment of communion with something far greater than themselves, a recognition of the infinite wisdom woven into the fabric of the natural world. With a shared look of wonder and reverence, Sarah and Jake knew that their journey had only just begun. The ethereal arches beckoned, their graceful silhouettes illuminated by the first light of dawn. The promise of discovery awaited them, a whispered invitation to become part of the timeless story etched in the red rock. They gathered their gear, hearts pounding with the thrill of adventure, and stepped into the embrace of Arches National Park, eager to forge their own path amid nature's ancient wonders. With the first rays of morning painting, the sky in hues of rose and gold, Sarah and Jake embarked on their expedition into Arches National Park. The crunch of red earth beneath their boots provided a steady cadence to their eager steps. As they ventured deeper into the heart of the park, they found themselves dwarfed by colossal sandstone arches, nature's grand sculptures, standing sentinel over the ancient terrain. Their breath caught in their throats as they stood before delicate arch, a marvel of nature's artistry. Its graceful curve, poised against the azure sky, seemed to defy gravity itself. Sarah reached out to touch the sun, warmed stone, the cool touch of ancient rock sending shivers of awe down her spine. Jake, equally entranced, captured the moment with his camera, determined to immortalize this encounter with the sublime. Their journey led them further, each turn revealing a new wonder. Balanced rock, precariously perched, seemed to defy logic. Landscape arch, an ethereal ribbon of stone, stretched impossibly thin across the horizon. The scent of sage and juniper perfumed the air, weaving a sensory tapestry that danced on the breeze. As the day unfurled, they arrived at Double Arch, twin titans of stone standing side by side, their arching embrace an ode to nature's artistry. It was here that they encountered Ranger Emily, a vivacious soul with a heart brimming with knowledge and a love for the park that shone in her eyes. With infectious enthusiasm, Ranger Emily regaled them with tales of ancient seas and shifting sands, of eons passed in the blink of an eye. She spoke of the forces that shaped the arches, of wind and water conspiring in a dance of creation. Sarah and Jake hung on her every word, their imaginations ignited by the vivid tapestry she wove. As the sun began its descent, painting the sky in fiery hues, they bid farewell to Ranger Emily, grateful for the glimpse into the park's storied past. With a shared sense of wonder, they retraced their steps, leaving Double Arch behind, its ancient stones whispering secrets to the fading day. That evening, they found themselves at the heart of Moab, the town's lively spirit, a stark contrast to the serene embrace of the park. The scent of home-cooked comfort hung in the air as they stepped into Moab Diner, its warm ambience inviting them to settle in. Plates laden with hearty fare were set before them, a fitting reward for a day of exploration. Amid bites of savory goodness, they pored over maps and brochures, plotting their next adventure. Dead Horse Point State Park beckoned, a place where the Colorado River carved through the earth, revealing a sweeping vista that seemed to stretch to infinity. They envisioned themselves standing at the very edge, gazing out over the expanse, a part of something immeasurable. With the taste of adventure lingering on their tongues, they sealed their plans, eager for the morrow. The night held a quiet magic, a sense of anticipation humming in the air. As they returned to the A Archway Inn, the desert stars began to twinkle above, their ancient light a testament to the enduring wonder of the cosmos. Wrapped in the embrace of Moab's silent night, Sarah and Jake drifted into dreams, eager for the next chapter of their desert odyssey. With the first light of dawn, Sarah and Jake set out for Dead Horse Point State Park, their anticipation humming in the crisp morning air. As they approached, the landscape seemed to stretch endlessly, the Colorado River winding through the canyon below, a ribbon of life coursing through the arid expanse. They stood on the precipice of Dead Horse Point, their breaths stolen by the sheer vastness of the panorama. The earth seemed to fall away, revealing a breathtaking vista that stretched to infinity. The canyon's rugged edges cradled the serpentine path of the river, a testament to nature's boundless artistry. At the park's visitor center, they delved into the history etched into the land. The tragic legend that gave the park its name hung heavy in the air. They listened, hearts heavy, as the ranger recounted the tale of wild mustangs corralled on the point's narrow neck. A tragic attempt at containment that ended in heartbreak and loss. As the day waned, casting long shadows across the canyon, Jake led Sarah to a secluded overlook. The fading light painted the world in gold, a poignant backdrop to the moment that would forever change their lives. With trembling hands and a heart full of love, he turned to Sarah, his voice a tender whisper in the desert breeze. In that sacred moment, surrounded by the ancient stones and the fading echo of the legend, Jake poured out his heart. He spoke of the beauty of the desert, of the wonders they had discovered together, and of the adventures that awaited them on the horizon. He spoke of their journey, not just through the Red Rock, but through life itself. With tears in her eyes and a heart overflowing, Sarah said yes. The desert, with its timeless grandeur, bore witness to their promise. The setting sun, casting its last golden rays, seemed to bless their union. They held each other in a tight embrace, the whispers of the canyon carrying their joy into the vast expanse. As they made their way back to the Archway Inn, hand in hand, the desert night embraced them, a silent witness to their newfound bond. The stars above seemed to twinkle with a special brilliance, as if celebrating this momentous occasion. The world was forever changed, and Moab's red rocks held a piece of their story, etched into the ancient stones for all time. With the radiant glow of the setting sun still lingering on the horizon, Sarah's joyful yes echoed through the canyon, a promise woven into the very fabric of the desert. The weight of the moment settled around them, a profound sense of unity and purpose. Jake held Sarah close, their hearts beating in sync with the pulse of the ancient earth beneath their feet. To mark this monumental occasion, they sought out a place that resonated with the magic of the moment. The Blue Pig, nestled in the heart of Moab, welcomed them with the tantalizing scent of smoky barbecue and the warm glow of string lights. It was a haven of intimacy, a sanctuary where their love could thrive in the midst of life's grand adventure. As they sat across from each other, hands entwined, they toasted to their future. The clink of glasses seemed to reverberate through the night, a celebratory chorus that danced on the desert breeze. The flavors of their meal, rich and savory, seemed to mirror the depth of their emotions, a feast for the senses that lingered in their memory. Between bites, they shared dreams and aspirations, their words woven with the threads of their shared journey. They spoke of the trails they'd traversed, both in the Red Rock Canyons and in the tapestry of their hearts. They spoke of the boundless possibilities that stretched before them, a future painted in the vibrant hues of Moab's sunset. As the night wore on, they found themselves lost in the labyrinth of their reflections. The beauty of Moab, with its arches and canyons, had become a part of their story. It was a witness to their love, a silent companion on their path. They cherished the moments of laughter and wonder, the quiet conversations under the desert stars, and the shared awe at nature's grandeur. In the gentle embrace of the desert night, Sarah and Jake basked in the realization that they were embarking on a new chapter, their hearts bound by the promise they'd made. The world seemed to fade away, leaving only the two of them, illuminated by the soft glow of the Blue Pig's lights. As they left the restaurant, the night air held a special kind of magic, a hushed reverence for the love that had blossomed in the heart of Moab. They walked hand in hand, their steps light and sure, guided by the knowledge that their journey was just beginning. The stars above blinked down at them, their ancient light, a reminder that love, like the desert, endured through time. With the dawn of a new day, Sarah and Jake ventured to Wilson Arch, its red sandstone frame standing sentinel against the azure sky. It was a natural masterpiece, a testament to the enduring artistry of the earth. Here, amidst the ancient stones, they captured the essence of their love. The camera shutter clicked, freezing moments of shared laughter and stolen glances against the backdrop of the arch's graceful curve. As they wandered beneath the arch's embrace, a sense of profound connection settled over them. It was as if the very stones whispered secrets of eternity, weaving their story into the fabric of the desert. The echoes of their footsteps seemed to resonate with the heartbeat of the earth, a rhythm that echoed through time. In the heart of Moab, the town's vibrant spirit welcomed them, offering a canvas of experiences to choose from. Yet, there was one destination that called out to them, the Moab Rock Shop. Its shelves held treasures from the depths of the earth, each stone bearing the weight of millennia. They perused the collection, fingers tracing the contours of stones that spoke to them. Finally, their gazes settled on a special stone, its colors a kaleidoscope of desert hues. It seemed to hold a piece of the red rocks, a memento of their journey. With gentle hands, they cradled the stone, knowing it would forever be a talisman of their time in Moab. As they left the shop, the weight of the stone in their pockets felt like a promise, a touchstone to the memories they had forged. The day waned, the desert sun painting the landscape in fiery strokes. They returned to the Archway Inn, the familiar embrace of its walls, a comforting presence. In the quiet of their room, they unpacked their treasures and gazed out at the fading horizon. The desert stars began their dance above, each twinkle a testament to the vastness of the cosmos. Sarah and Jake held each other close, their hearts beating in sync with the rhythm of the desert night. As they drifted into dreams, the stone sat on the bedside table, a silent guardian of their memories. The desert whispered its lullaby, a song of ancient wisdom and enduring love. The night held them in its gentle embrace, cradling them as they ventured into the realm of dreams, knowing that the echoes of Moab would forever be etched into their hearts. As the morning sun painted the red rocks with hues of gold and coral, Sarah and Jake stood before the familiar doors of the Archway Inn. Their bags were packed, each item a vessel of cherished memories. The room, once a sanctuary for their desert odyssey, now bore the echoes of their laughter and the whispers of their dreams. With a final glance back, they bid farewell to the inn, grateful for the haven it had provided amidst the grandeur of Moab. The inn's time-worn walls seemed to hold the stories of countless travelers, a silent witness to the fleeting moments that wove the tapestry of the desert's magic. As they stepped out into the crisp morning air, a sense of gratitude settled around them. They had been touched by the desert's embrace, its beauty etched into their hearts forever. The red rocks stood tall, a silent testament to the enduring power of nature's artistry. With a promise on their lips and hearts filled with the enchantment of the desert, Sarah and Jake left Moab behind. The road stretched before them, a path that led back to the familiar rhythms of everyday life. Yet, in their hearts, the echo of the desert's song remained, a reminder that adventure and wonder were never far away. They vowed to return one day, to once again stand beneath the arches and breathe in the sage, scented air. Moab had become more than a destination. It was a sanctuary of the soul, a place where their love had flourished amidst the ancient stones. They carried the magic of the desert with them, a talisman against the trials of the world. As they drove away, the red rocks of Moab stood tall in the rearview mirror, a final farewell from a land that had forever changed them. The desert's whispers lingered in their ears, a promise of future adventures and new horizons. With hearts full of gratitude, they ventured forward, knowing that Moab would always hold a sacred place in their story, a chapter of love, wonder, and the enduring magic of the desert. As the wheels turned and the miles stretched out behind them, Sarah and Jake stole one last glance at the red rocks of Moab. They stood tall and resolute, a testament to the timeless beauty they had witnessed, and a symbol of the enduring love that had blossomed amidst their ancient embrace. The desert's magic had woven itself into their very beings, leaving an indelible mark on their souls. Every arch, every canyon, and every whispered breeze had become a part of their story. The journey they had embarked upon had been more than a mere vacation. It had been a revelation, a discovery of the profound connection that could be forged between two souls and the wild heart of nature. As the red rocks gradually shrank in the rearview mirror, Sarah and Jake looked ahead to the horizon. The road stretched out, an invitation to new adventures and uncharted territories. They knew that whatever challenges awaited them, they would face them hand in hand, drawing strength from the memories they had created in Moab. The engagement stone, now nestled in a place of honor, glinted in the sunlight, a reminder of their promise to each other and the enduring spirit of their love. It was a talisman against the trials of the world, a touchstone to the magic they had found in the desert. With each passing mile, the echoes of Moab seemed to reverberate in their hearts. The scent of sage and juniper lingered in the air, and the whisper of the desert wind played a soft melody. They knew that, no matter where life's journey took them, Moab would forever hold a sacred place in their story. As they drove into the unknown, Sarah and Jake embraced the uncertainty, for they knew that the adventures that awaited them would be faced with the same courage and love that had carried them through the red rocks of Moab. With open hearts and a shared sense of wonder, they welcomed the future, knowing that their love was a force as enduring and as majestic as the ancient stones themselves.